Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show in Milwaukee. Game one of the wild card series. And a best of three between the Mets, who are the sixth seed, against the NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers, who are the third seed. Pitching matchup, Freddy Peralta against Luis Severino. Peralta came out strong. He struck out Francisco Lindor and Jose Iglesias to start the game. Then Brandon Nimmo popped back to the mound for the final out in a 1-2-3 inning. In the bottom half, Bryce Terang led off with a double that deflected off Mark Vientos into left field. Jackson Chourio followed with a single to left, which put runners at the corners with nobody out for William Contreras.
First pitch, and it's hit on the ground to the right side. Base hit under the glove of a diving Alonso. In to scores Terang. Stopping at second is Chourio. And holding at first with an RBI single is William Contreras. Three batters in, the Brewers have a 1-0 lead on a double and two singles.
A fast start for Milwaukee. Three straight hits, and the Brewers had a 1-0 lead with nobody out and two still on. Severino responded with a strikeout of Garrett Mitchell for the first out. With Willy Adames up, Severino walked him on four pitches to load the bases with one out. Jeremy Hefner paid Severino a visit, and on the very first pitch, Jake Bowers popped out to Francisco Alvarez behind home plate for the second out of the inning. Bases loaded and two outs, and just like the other day, it was Rhys Hoskins up for Milwaukee, and Severino hit him on the shoulder to plate a run and give the Brewers a 2-0 lead. It took 24 pitches, but Severino stopped the bleeding there with a Sal Frelick ground out, 2-0 Milwaukee after one. In the top of the second, Vientos led off with a base hit, and Pete Alonso followed with a walk to put the first two men on, first and second with nobody out, and the former Brewer, Jesse Winker, up for the Mets.
3-2 to Winker. Here's the payoff pitch. Swinging a liner to right field. Base hit. It's going to head towards the right field corner. Vientos turns third. He'll score. Alonso to third. He's going to be waved in. The ball slow coming out of the corner. The cutoff throw is dropped. And going all the way to third is Winker. Two-run score. And the Mets have come right back. And isn't that their mantra? They've come right back to tie the game 2-2. Winker is now at third with nobody out.
Jesse Winker came into tonight's game with three career triples, none bigger than that. 2-2 in the second on our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Two runs home, nobody out, and a runner at third for Starling Marte, who plated Winker with a sack fly to center. The Mets responded with a three spot to take a 3-2 lead. Peralta needed 32 pitches but set down the next two Mets to end the rally, but not before the Mets were ahead by a run. Shut down bottom of the second for Severino. He allowed a one-out double to Bryce Terang, but nothing else. Freddy Peralta at this point had settled in. He set down the Mets in order in the top of the third. In the bottom half, Severino walked the leadoff man Garrett Mitchell. After a pop out of Willy Adames, Jake Bowers singled to right center field, which chased Mitchell to third. Runners at the corners with one out, and Rhys Hoskins up for Milwaukee.
First pitch. Hit hard towards short. Lindor's got it. Flipped to second. One on to first. Double play. Severino screaming out. He gets exactly what he needs. 6-4-3. A one hopper into Lindor's lap, and he gets the Mets out of the third inning.
A 6-4-3 double play for Severino that was predicted perfectly by the immortal Chris Majkowski. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Severino out of trouble in the third. In the top of the fourth, Peralta made it 9 in a row, set down with a 1-2-3 frame. Then in the bottom half, more traffic against Severino. Sal Frelick led off with a double to the corner and right. He then struck out Jory Ortiz for out number one. Bryce Terang followed with an infield single, his third hit of the game, first and second with one man out. For the rookie, Jackson Chourio.
0-1. Chourio lines one up the middle, a base hit going into center field. Frelick rounds third. He's coming home. Taylor bobbles the ball. The runner, Terang, goes to third. And now Chourio goes to second. Nobody was covering. Tie game. RBI single for Chourio. It's 3-3 in the bottom of the fourth. And the Brewers have second and third and one out.
It was originally scored a double, but it was then changed to a single and an error charged to Tyrone Taylor. Either way, Churio was at second. The game was tied at three in the fourth. Second and third with one out, William Contreras grounded out to shortstop with the infield back to score Bryce Terang. Mets traded a run for an out, 4-3 Brewers back ahead with a runner at third. Severino stranded him there, though, with a fly out to right field. Now, this is when things got interesting. Pat Murphy, the manager of the Brewers, decided to pull Freddy Peralta after four innings and just 68 pitches. Yoel Piamps was on, and Starling Marte led off.
The 1-0 on the way. Marte hits it in the air to deep left field. Churio back at the track, at the wall. He jumps. He makes the catch. I don't think he took a home run away from Marte, but as Churio drifted back, he was in right up against the wall, reached up, and getting another look at the replay. He might have now.
I think this game should be tied. Churio went to the top of the yellow tape in left field and just slickly put the glove up and yanked it back. Yoel Piamps, his heart is pounding. That was right at the top of the wall.
Yeah, it certainly was about to go out. Game was nearly tied. Churio took one away from Starling Marte, although for the Brewers, unfortunately, he wasn't as lucky when Tyrone Taylor came to the plate next.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a drive to left. Deep. Back goes Churio. Stumbles. Reaches up. Can't get it. It goes to the wall, picked up by Churio on the warning track, and putting on the brakes at second is Tyrone Taylor. So Churio, perhaps basking in the glow of a brilliant catch, looked like he got a little tangled up with his footwork there and winds up missing a ball that results in a Tyrone Taylor double.
Yeah, it was not the most efficient route for Jackson Churio, and it's a double for Tyrone Taylor, and the Mets had the tying run on. Two batters later, with two outs, Francisco Lindor walked to extend the inning, and that put a pair on for Jose Iglesias.
Piamps' first pitch to Iglesias, hit hard towards first, diving stop by the first baseman Hoskins, flips to the bag, safe, and now all the way around to score is Taylor. Hoskins went into a dive, made the play. The pitcher, Piamps, was on his way to the bag to take the throw, but coming around third and never hesitating was Taylor, and he brings home the tying run. It's 4-4.
So another infield single for Jose Iglesias, and Tyrone Taylor came all the way around to score from second to tie the game for the Mets. That was the turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon, and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. Mets Turning Point of the Game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. What else is new? Another hard 90 for Jose Iglesias. And if you heard our post-game interview with him on the field, he said that was probably the first time in his career he has ever slid into first base. And give credit to Tyrone Taylor coming around to score all the way from second. Piamps was done. Game was tied. Aaron Ashby on for the Brewers. Brandon Nimmo, the first to meet him. He punched an infield single the opposite way, which loaded the bases for Mark Vientos.
Vientos, a single and a walk. 4-4, bases loaded, two out on the fifth. First pitch, line the other way, base hit right field. Lindor is in, Iglesias being waved in. Frilich's throw to the plate, not in time. Sliding in safely is Iglesias.
And Jose Iglesias came around to score on the two-run single by Mark Vientos. Three straight hits for the Mets and a 6-4 lead. A wild pitch, Vientos advanced to second. That opened up first base. Pat Murphy decided to intentionally walk Pete Alonso with Jesse Winker due up, left-on-left matchup. Carlos Mendoza went to his bench, and he called on J.D. Martinez.
2-2. Now the pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground. Right side, base hit, right field. Nimmo is in. Vientos around third coming to the plate. The throw goes to third. Two-run score. Stopping at second is Alonso. J.D. Martinez with a two-run single, and the Mets have put up a five spot here in the fifth inning. They go in front of the Brewers, 8-4.
J.D. Martinez, the pinch hit Two-run single. Carlos Mendoza and JD won the chess match. First and third with two outs. Starling Marte then worked a walk. Pat Murphy went to his third reliever of the game. He called on Nick Mears, who put out the fire as Tyrone Taylor, the 11th Met to bat, flied out to center to end the fifth. In the bottom half, a shutdown 1-2-3 innings for Severino. Mears set the Mets down in order in the top of the sixth. Then in the bottom half, Severino completed his battle through six with another 1-2-3 inning to make it eight in a row to close out his night. In the seventh, with the Mets ahead by four, Aaron Civale took over for the Brewers. Outside of a two-out walk to Pete Alonso, the Mets went quietly. With Severino done, Jose Buto, first out of the pen for the Mets in the bottom of the seventh, he picked up right where Severino left off with a 1-2-3 inning. Savali and Buto then each set down the order in the eighth. On to the ninth with the Mets ahead 8-4. Savali made it seven in a row, set down. He kept it a four-run game. Carlos Mendoza then pulled Buto after two innings. He went to Ryan Stanek to shut the door. Sal Frelich lined out to center. Joey Ortiz then popped out for the second out. And the last chance for Milwaukee in Game 1 was Bryce Terang.
Many in this crowd standing. The ones behind the third base dugout, clad in blue, waving orange towels. They're the Mets fans. They're the ones making the noise. Here's the 1-2 to Terang. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a split. Put it in the books. The New York Mets have come into Milwaukee and taken the opener of this best-of-three wild card series. They fell behind early. But in 2024 Mets fashion, they didn't just come back. They came right back. Fell behind again, came right back once more, and the Mets are in the driver's seat here in Milwaukee.